Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Beach Lane Presents on behalf of Radio Karam. We're here at Beach Lane on this lovely Saturday morning, and our guest is Jeff Williams. Good morning, Jeff.
G'day, Georges. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff, you're one of the new practitioners joining us at Beach Lane, and you've got, I know, a very broad experience, and you've come here really looking at the area of spirituality and spiritual counselling and healing and that very interesting area. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about what your offering is here at Beach Lane, if you would.
Okay, the main thing I suppose I'm doing is sharing knowledge, and I ran a workshop recently on understanding a spiritual life and how to lead it, which was very successful, and we're doing another one coming up shortly.
That was at the recent festival, wasn't it? Autumn Festival.
Yeah, yep. So we did a couple of taster sessions there and then followed up with a one-day workshop. Mm. And a number of the practitioners here actually signed up to do another workshop with me, so that's fantastic. Really, really promising. So part of it is sharing knowledge, but the other thing I'm really keen to do is to do Hanuman healing and spiritual counselling, which is really helping people. And what I found over my own life is a lot of people are carrying a lot of emotional baggage and hurt in their life, mm-hmm. and haven't been able to really deal with that. So what I'm very passionate about is helping people to deal with that emotional hurt and move through that. With the ultimate intent of becoming more loving people.
Mm. Mm. Hanuman healing.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that before. Exactly. Tell us a bit what that means.
Okay. In one sense, it's relatively new. It's been around now for about 6-7 years. But it's, in another sense, it's very old. It actually is a form of healing that's come forward from ancient Egypt. Mm. And it deals with the emotional hurt that people carry. And it's a form of healing based on light touch and using energy. So if you're familiar with Reiki, it's a much more focused, much more powerful form of healing that deals with emotional hurt that people carry.
And is it a one-on-one or one-on-group?
Yeah, no, it's a one-on-one. Sessions typically last about an hour. Mm. And it works. That's my experience. I've been doing it now for 6-7 years, and also I'm a trainer, so I'm very keen to train other people as well. So one of the things I'm be aiming on doing here is actually training people to become Hanuman healers.
Fantastic.
And that's typically a 6-day program, and at the end of that you can be qualified as a Hanuman healing trainer.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Now, this isn't your first area of work, first area of vocation. Tell us a bit about your background. I know there's a bit of consulting there, and but tell us the story. How did you get to this point?
Well, I suppose I've always been interested in spirituality. When I was younger, I was very pious, very religious, nearly became a priest on a few occasions. Mm. And then moved away from religion as such and concentrated more on spirituality. And over the years, I've been looking for different things I've tried, you know, the Brahma Kumaris, Scientology, Buddhism, various Christian beliefs and so on, just looking for things that made sense to me. And I became a Reiki practitioner and that sort of thing at one stage. And nothing sort of made that much sense or didn't stay with me for a while. Mm. So then about 8-9 years ago, I came across Sphinx Spiritual that are based down in Mornington here. Mm. And the two prime teachers here, Ian and Pearl Rogers, so I started studying with them. Mm. And through that became a healer and a counsellor and so on. But along the way, it made me reassess some of the things I was doing. And I, after 33 years, got out of an unhappy marriage. Mm. But I also faced up to the consequences, some choices I made over my life, and I left the corporate career. I was a partner in one of the major accounting firms and consulting firms, and gave that away. Was a CEO of a not-for-profit organization, and did various consulting engagements over the years with some of the top corporations in Australia, actually. And gradually came to the realization that the work you do doesn't define who you are. Mm. And I increasingly realized that what I wanted to do was to help other people grow in the way in which I had, and there's a nexus between personal growth or emotional growth and spiritual growth. And what I came to the realization that that was what I was passionate about, and increasingly got involved in this type of work. But I moved away from that corporate world, and like one of the things I've done in the last year or so is took up a role as a casual bus driver for school kids, and and I just, you know, a few hours a week, and I really enjoy that. Just that interaction and just seeing the growth and just building relationships with kids over the years, it's really, really, I find it very enriching. But it's all about you know, reaching out to people, but not being defined who you are, and not having tickets on yourself that just because you've been a highly successful partner in a big firm or something doesn't mean you can't get a lot of joy out of driving kids on a bus.
Yeah. Well, I can't think of anything more bigger contrast between accounting and spiritual growth and working with children. You know, cuts across all worlds. But from accounting to spirituality, that's quite amazing, really. So looking back at your corporate life, what were some of the biggest challenges challenges that you found in the corporate world? As you say, if you had a spiritual essence and you're always on that journey, you must have found a few challenges along the way.
Yeah, there were a lot of unhappy people there, and I often, the nature of the work I was doing meant I often had to interview very senior people, CEOs and chairman of boards and board members. And often you'd get into a discussion, as you do, and I'd often throw in the M word, meditation, and just to see what sort of reaction. And it was amazing the number of people that really, when you started talking to them more in a casual way, it would indicate that, you know, it's something they'd been interested in. So there's this sort of realisation that people from all walks of life, irrespective of how successful they were, there was a deep longing for something more. So that was a reaffirming thing. But the other thing that really got to me was this whole thing of the corporate culture, the greed, and getting advantage of other people. And that's the thing I just couldn't stand. And ultimately, there was just a mismatch in terms of values.
Well, the word toxic keeps coming up quite often nowadays.
It's a very, very appropriate word, and I think one of the big problems we've got in the world generally is around corporations and that toxic culture and that wanting to get advantage of other people. So I suppose a lot of the work I'm doing these days is to help people deal with unfairness in their life and or perceived unfairness, and just to make decisions based on values, not on what they've been told to do. And often that leads to people making very different decisions. And I see people leaving relationships or leaving jobs when they've come to the conclusion that the values that they believe in don't equate to the values of other people or other organisations. And just having the courage to make that decision.
So I imagine a couple of things that all of us wrestle with are the work values, whether we work for an organisation or even in smaller companies. And also the other aspect is the personal relationship stuff, where our values may or may not fit those of our partners. So is that something that you find intersects somehow the relationship?
Absolutely. It underpins everything. And in a relationship, if you haven't got an alignment around values, both personal values and spiritual values, you're not going to have a successful relationship. And that was... I was involved to some extent in a dating or relationship website called Spiritual Love Match. And the rationale behind that is to help people connect who have shared values. So at a personal level, values are critical. In an organisational sense, we have access to some diagnostic tools that can be used by businesses of all sizes to identify the things that are helping or hindering organisational harmony, and then help the organisation improve that situation.
To ask a leading question, what happens if you find yourself compromising on your values in a relationship and compromising on your values in a work situation?
Well, that means you've got to make a decision. And life is about the choices we make. And sometimes we make good choices, and sometimes we make poor choices. But for me, if you come up in a situation where you have values that aren't aligned with yours, you need to make a decision which way you're going to go. Are you going to stay in the relationship, or are you going to stay in the job where your values are being compromised or not?
Otherwise, there's a cost.
Yeah, and sometimes you make the wrong choice, and you but hopefully you can learn from that and not make the same mistake when the same situation pops up. But what I find, and what the counselling work I do is all about, is that patterns repeat in your life. So if you're meant to learn a lesson and you consistently make the wrong choice, it will get presented to you in different ways until
you learn.
Well, yeah. Sometimes it may take many lifetimes to learn.
That's right. Jeff, coming back to your workshops that you're offering here, when is your planned? When is your next workshop?
I've got one specifically aimed at the practitioners at Beach Lane, and that'll be in early June. But I've got another one that I'm about to announce, which will be on the Beach Lane website.
Beach Lane's website.
But my other avenue for sharing this information is on Facebook through Healing for Contentment. And the details will be there.
On Facebook, Healing for Contentment.
Yep. And the other one is on the Beach Lane website. And people can book online, although I'll have my contact details there so they can contact me in terms of exact times and that sort of thing. But the workshop, the one-day workshop, is a really interesting one. It goes through all the different aspects of spirituality. There's a very comprehensive booklet that's available that comes with it, and a CD for meditation.
And it's limited in number, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I don't want large numbers, so I keep
it... No more than 10?
Because plenty of opportunity for discussion and answering any questions and that sort of thing. But one of the key things of that workshop is just connecting with your spiritual guide and just getting a closer and deeper connection.
So details on those workshops will be on our website, which is beachlane.co, or on your Facebook site as well, Jeff.
Yeah.
What about one-on-one? Are you open to dealing with one-on-one?
Yeah. What I'm very keen to do, and this is where the main focus of my work is running healing sessions and counselling sessions here at Beach Lane. And people can book with me through either of those avenues, or they can phone me, make a booking, and first session normally goes for about an hour and a half, and then subsequent sessions around about an hour, and that's all here at Beach Lane.
Fantastic, fantastic. Jeff,
can I just add one other thing?
I was going to ask what else should I have asked you?
Okay, the training in Hanuman healing. I'm also a trainer of Hanuman healers, and what I'm very keen to do and start here shortly is offering the Hanuman Healing Practitioner Training Course, which is a 6-day training course, and at the end of which you become an accredited Hanuman healer. And there's various levels, obviously, in terms of healing, but this would be the initial training in healing, and that's quite transformational. And anyone who's got an interest in helping other people and helping them
get in touch.
Yeah, to get in touch, and I'm more than happy to do it.
And is that 6 days back-to-back, Jeff? Or
no,
is that
it's over a period of time, because what we want people to do is actually take the knowledge they've got in the workshop and then go out and actually practice on friends, family, and so on.
When are you hoping to start that program?
I would hope by around mid-year, so it'd be July starting.
Okay, fantastic. So again, details on that will be on the beachlane.co website.
Yeah.
And we've got a newsletter there. If those of you that haven't subscribed, you can subscribe on the Beach Lane website. And Jeff's developments and offerings will be kept up to date on that. Anything else, Jeff?
No, I'd just add that I'm never too old to change. And there are lots of opportunities that I hope I could help people with to move on and find happiness and love in their life.
Wonderful. Well, look, we had some wonderful feedback from the couple of sessions you ran at the Autumn Festival. Mm-hmm. And you ran one on Saturday and one on Sunday, and there's been wonderful feedback on that. And thank you for offering a session for the Beach Lane practitioners. I think so far you've got about 7 or 8 that have put their hands up.
Yeah, no, it's been a good reaction, which I'm really pleased about.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, Jeff, well, look, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for making yourself available and for being part of Beach Lane. Thank you to Radio Karam and Marcus for posting this. And have a wonderful Sunday, George McHale at Beach Lane, and catch you guys again soon. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.